Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation Pop Experience. Welcome to today's edition of the Video Jukebox Song of the Day. It's Andy Atherton back with you here to close out a really great theme week. It is our Oscar winning song week, going back to 1997 from what would become the one-time, all-time box office champion at one moment in time. It was surpassed later on by other movies by the same director, apparently. So it is by Celine Dion. It was My Heart Will Go On from the Titanic soundtrack. It won the Best Original Song Academy Award at the 70th annual event back in 1998. It is a really lovely song. It is a good song. It has really great James Horner composition, and Celine, her voice is just so powerful. And I do like the movie Titanic. I don't love it as much, but if it's on, certain parts I will watch of it. And let's get to the video and let's talk about it, because I got some things to say anyway. All right, here we go. The link is in the description as usual. And in 3, 2, 1. Just that song, like, because the way it starts off at the end of the movie, when the old lady drops the stone in the water in the ocean, and then I think people think that she dies, and that's how she ends up, you know, back in Titanic, reunited with Jack. Talking about Rose. But, you know, this was the love of her life. He changed her life forever, right? And she goes on to live. I mean, if you haven't seen Titanic by now, what have you been doing, right? It is a long movie, but there is some really great stuff to this movie. The love story is okay. What I really love about the movie, though, are the stories of the minor characters. The ship designer. I should have built a better boat for you, Rose. You have the ship's captain. Goes down with the ship. Made some fatal errors. The ship, you know, designer. You have the band that continue to play. It's just, it's such a beautiful song. At the time, I think it was the first movie to ever have a budget over $100 million, which is the main reason I wanted to see it. I'm like, what the hell costs this much money? But the set design is amazing. They shot this in a tank in Mexico. And Kate Winslet, absolutely stunning in some of these scenes here, especially in some of these beautiful dresses she gets to wear. Billy Zane, one of the biggest assholes, right, in the history of movies. And he has his little henchman there. The actor recently passed away, though. Played him. I mean, I think Leo does a good job in this movie. And their love story, where, you know, she's really not in the part of, she's really not happy, you know? She has everything, but really the one thing she's missing is happiness. She's marrying this guy she doesn't really want to. And, you know, we're getting some scenes here of the movie of them falling in love when they first meet. He has dinner with them, and you know, Cal tries to embarrass him. And then she takes her to that party with the, you know, the lower class passengers. And we have him drawing her like one of his French girls, right? Oh, we have that scene where she goes up on her tippy toes. And then they end up in the, end up running from the, it's escaping me the name of the character right now, but she gives him the finger, which is not very, ladylike. And then they end up in the car, and steaming up the glass there, if you know what I mean. And that's where everything kind of goes to shit then after that, right? Right? We got Celine pipes, and they hit that right when it hits the iceberg. And that's when everything just goes, you know? All the unfortunate lower class passengers, a lot of them die because they can't get out of it. The women and children on the boats, you have the cowardice men getting on there. Jack getting handcuffed, you know, and Rose having to save him. And her choosing to possibly die. She'd rather die with Jack than live without him, right? And they end up in a war together, which has become in the news, right? With James Cameron trying to figure out whether or not they both could have had space for him and Jack. I mean, they both could have had hypothermia regardless. I mean, she barely survives, right? She's there and she's got to get that whistle and help. But it's a beautiful song and a movie that kind of gets a lot of flack, kind of unjustly. I mean, it gets parodied, but it's a really well-made movie. It's well-acted, and it's an event, right? When you're going to watch Titanic, it's an investment. You got to sit there, and you're going to watch it, you're going to sit down. And it deservedly so won that Academy Award back in 1998. All right. Well, I hope everybody enjoyed our Academy-winning Song Week. I'm sure we'll be back at some point to do more of these. And it's a lot of fun. Next week will be just, you know, us doing whatever songs we feel like it, and we always have fun doing it. That's what I love about this. It's always for fun. We do these things for fun. And check out everything we have here on the PlayStation Pop Experience and the Wrestling Network on NOSO, on the Facebook page. Join the Facebook group, Place to Be. We're doing the Greatest Breakfast Food Tournament right now. And it's fun. I mean, you know, come on, honestly, if bacon doesn't win, it's a travesty. But who knows? All right. Well, I hope you guys have a great weekend. Enjoy yourselves. Be safe, because it's actually St. Patrick's Day today. So be responsible. But have a good time, everybody. Get some green beer. Erin, go bra. See you next week.